I'm Anne Broyles, and I come from north of Boston, and I'm here with two books. One is Priscilla and the Hollyhocks, which is a really poignant story of a slave child in 1838 who, every time she moves from one plantation to another, takes hollyhock seeds with her and plants them and then makes her sense of home, even though it's not necessarily where she feels at home. And in 1838, in real life, Priscilla walked the Trail of Tears with a Cherokee owner, and 500 miles into that forced march, she saw a man that she knew standing on a hotel porch. She stopped to talk with him, and it ended up that he adopted her. He bought her freedom and adopted her as one of his 16 children. So it's just a really sweet historical story about a strong, resilient child who never gave up hope. And my other book is Shy Mama's Halloween, which is about a Russian immigrant family in the 1940s with a mom who is very nervous hearing about ghosts and goblins and witches and doesn't want to have anything to do with Halloween. But because the father's sick, she's the one that has to summon her courage and take her kids trick-or-treating. And for all of them, then, trick-or-treating and Halloween becomes the way they begin to feel at home in the United States and see the generosity of strangers who give them candy and other treats.
And for Priscilla and the Hollyhocks, that's based on a true story?
Yes, it is. I found it while I was doing research on another book, and Priscilla actually lived in the town, Mulkey Town, Illinois, and died an old woman, the only person of color who lived anywhere for miles and miles, and became part of that town and lived with her adopted brothers and sisters for the rest of her life and died an old woman there.
What inspires you to write children's books?
I think that children have the opportunity to grow and to change and to learn from their world. And I think sometimes adults have lost that, or don't, when they read to escape, not to grow and change. And so I try to write books about the world in a way that I think I want kids to grow up loving diversity. I want them to be tolerant. I want them to care about the earth. And so writing for children gives me the opportunity to share those kinds of ideas and also to visit schools. It's really fun to have a relationship with young kids. Most of my books are really easy to use in schools. They have curriculum tie-ins, like immigration unit with Shy Mama's Halloween. Priscilla and the Hollyhocks ties into American history, slavery, and the Trail of Tears. It's often used actually in middle school because it's a quick read, a quick way to find out a lot of information. So, I have extensive study guides for both of these two books.
And do you have any favorite books that you remember from your childhood?
One of my favorite books was The Island of the Blue Dolphins, because I love the historical fiction. And I love the whole Borrower series, because I love the idea of little people using the buttons and pins and things that we lost.